from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Strides for Change is back post-pandemic. The annual fundraising walk for MAD is set for Hersey Lake on Saturday, June 18th. Local President Amy St. Amour says the money raised stays in Timmins to support the organization's anti-impaired driving initiatives and to help its victims.
So the campaign is just an opportunity to keep the safe and sober driving top of mind as spring and summer are on their way, because this is when those rates are traditionally a lot higher.
Whether you do the walk or not, you're welcome to drop in between 10 and 11 the morning of the event to pay a pledge fee or make a donation. Other details are at MyTimmonsNow.com. First, Validus Power Corporation bought the cogeneration plant in Iroquois Falls. Yesterday, it confirmed construction of two data centers to process large amounts of data and for Bitcoin mining. That will add up to 60 jobs in the Falls. And still to come is a reforestation project in the former paper town. CEO Todd Short says it will provide more than enough carbon credits to offset what it produces. At the same time, he notes that the cogen plant uses non-polluting steam for the large majority of the energy it generates.
But the reforestation will be very large, on a very large scale.
Short says his company doesn't believe in buying carbon credits from elsewhere and greenwashing, as the majority of polluting operations do. The organization representing Canadian soccer has canceled a friendly match against Iran set for next month in Vancouver. Canada Soccer says the geopolitical implications of the match have become divisive. The June 5th game was considered a warm-up for the World Cup later this year, but the selection of Iran's national team as Canada's opponent raised the ire of the families of people killed when Ukrainian Airlines Flight 752 was shot down by Iranian missiles while departing Tehran in January 2020. All 176 people on board were killed, including 85 Canadian citizens and permanent residents. Iran says it will demand $10 million in damages from Canada Soccer for breaking its contract. Well, it's your last chance this weekend to cast your ballot in advance voting for next Thursday's provincial election. Elections Ontario set aside 10 days for advance polls, twice as many as usual, to try to take the pressure off polling stations on election day itself. They'll be open until 8 o'clock tonight and then from 10 until 8 tomorrow. You can find your closest voting site at elections.on.ca. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.